AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
All right, so we're diving into something that's been causing a stir lately, Ozempic and Wegovy. These weight loss and diabetes drugs, you've probably heard all the hype. Incredible demand, crazy expensive, but there's this new twist, makes things even more complicated.
Yeah, these medications are definitely making headlines, and for a good reason. They both use semaglutide, right? Really effective for both weight loss and diabetes treatment.
Exactly. That effectiveness explains the huge popularity. But there's a catch. It's been in short supply for over 2 years. And it costs a fortune, like around $1,000 a month.
Wow.
Yeah. And a lot of insurance plans won't cover it for weight loss, which obviously makes things even tougher for people who want the medication.
Right. That's another hurdle.
And now Novo Nordisk, the company that makes Ozempic and Wegovy, well, they made a pretty surprising request to the FDA.
Oh, really? What's that?
They're asking the FDA to ban compounding pharmacies from making generic versions of semaglutide. Pretty bold move, don't you think?
Yeah, it is. Novo Nordisk is claiming that the compounded semaglutide, it's risky, potential for impurities, wrong dosages, even cases where the drug was completely missing from the compounded product.
So basically they're saying, trust us, only our FDA-approved versions are safe. It's interesting, though, this happens right when they're trying to increase their U.S. supply to meet the, you know, skyrocketing demand.
Yeah, it does make you wonder a bit. I mean, Novo Nordisk is a business. They want to sell medication. It's understandable they'd protect their market share, especially for such a sought-after drug.
Right. But their request, it's facing pushback, big pushback from compounding pharmacies. The Alliance for Pharmacy Compounding, representing these pharmacists, they've come out swinging.
Oh, really? So they're not taking this lying down?
Not at all.
What are they saying?
They're arguing that the reported side effects from the compounded semaglutide, they're basically the same as the ones people experience with the FDA-approved versions.
Mm.
And their CEO, Scott Brenner, he's been pretty vocal, questioning why it took Novo Nordisk's 2.5 years into this shortage to suddenly bring up these safety concerns. He seems to think it might be more about protecting Novo Nordisk's profits than genuine worry about patient safety.
Yeah, I can see why he might think that, especially since compounding pharmacies have been providing semaglutide to like hundreds of thousands of patients during this shortage. A lot of them can't afford the brand name versions or have trouble getting it through the usual channels.
So you've got Novo Nordisk on one side, emphasizing safety, FDA approval, and then compounding pharmacies on the other, arguing for access, affordability. It's a real standoff, and everyone's waiting to see what the FDA does.
Yeah. Big decision for them.
They've acknowledged the potential risks with compounded semaglutide, and they're reviewing Novo Nordisk's request. They said they'll respond directly to the company. So we'll see.
It's a tricky situation for sure.
What are your thoughts on this so far? Especially with this tension between safety and access. You know, making sure people can get this medication, potentially life-changing medication.
Well, it's definitely a balancing act. We have regulations in place allowing compounding pharmacies to create copies of drugs when there's a shortage. But the question with semaglutide is its complexity, the potential risks involved in compounding it. Maybe they justify an exception to those regulations.
So it's not as simple as just safety concerns. We're also talking about drug pricing, the role of pharmaceutical companies, how it all impacts patient access. This whole situation brings up some pretty big ethical and economic questions.
Oh, absolutely.
What do you think about the potential implications of the FDA's decision? Like, what if they side with Novo Nordisk? How could that affect patients who depend on compounded semaglutide? You know, because of cost or availability? It's a bit concerning, isn't it?
Yeah.
Could this set a precedent for other drug companies facing similar situations, trying to restrict access to compounded versions, even during shortages? And what about the compounding pharmacies themselves? Could this hurt their ability to provide other important medications?
All valid concerns. The FDA's decision could have a ripple effect, going way beyond just semaglutide, potentially changing the whole pharmaceutical landscape and how we think about access to medications.
This is definitely a landmark case. We'll be watching it closely to see how it all plays out. But before we get into the potential outcomes and wider implications, let's take a closer look at some of the specifics. Novo Nordisk's actions. the arguments on both sides.
Sounds good. It's worth noting that Novo Nordisk isn't just focused on this FDA request.
Right. They're taking other steps, too.
Yeah, like legal action.
Against people selling semaglutide.
Exactly. They're going after clinics, pharmacies, other manufacturers, selling what they call unsafe knockoffs of semaglutide.
So they're really trying to control the market for this drug.
Seems like it, yeah.
It's all about protecting their intellectual property, their market share.
Definitely.
But could this be part of a bigger plan? To really solidify their control over semaglutide. If they limit competition, they could have more power to set prices and availability.
That's a good point. If they succeed in shutting out the compounding pharmacies, it leaves patients with fewer choices, more reliant on Novo Nordisk's products.
And then there's the issue of affordability, especially for people without good insurance.
Exactly. It could create a big barrier.
And we can't forget the compounding pharmacies themselves. They have a vital role. Providing customized medications for people with unique needs.
Right, like allergies or specific dosage requirements.
What if they can't compound semaglutide anymore? Could that affect their ability to provide other medications?
That's a legitimate concern.
This case could have wider implications for other drugs too, especially those in high demand or with limited generic options.
It could, yeah.
So where does this leave us? Novo Nordisk wants tighter control. Compounding pharmacies are pushing back. And the FDA is stuck in the middle.
Quite a predicament.
With a big decision to make. One that could have huge consequences.
Absolutely.
What if the FDA sides with Novo Nordisk? Will it embolden other companies to do the same thing? Could we see less and less access to compounded medications in the future?
It's definitely a possibility.
And what if the FDA rejects their request? Could that give more power to compounding pharmacies? Maybe we'd see a wider availability of generic semaglutide. Prices might even go down.
That's possible too, but then there's the concern about quality control, safety issues if there's not enough oversight.
It's a tough situation. No easy answers.
No, not at all.
It really highlights the complexity of the pharmaceutical industry, the need for balance.
Finding that balance is tough.
Between protecting patients and making sure they can access essential medications.
Exactly.
This whole semaglutide situation, it feels like a turning point.
A crossroads.
And the FDA's decision could have a ripple effect. Reaching far beyond just this one drug.
I agree.
It's a stark reminder that healthcare isn't just about science and medicine.
There's so much more to it.
It's about economics, access to care.
The balance of power within a very complex system.
You said it perfectly.
This case really brings all those challenges to light.
This deep dive has given us a lot to think about.
It really has.
What stands out to you as we unpack this further?
One of the key takeaways for me is the importance of understanding the economics of this situation. The high cost of these medications. It's driving the demand for compounded versions. Raises some fundamental questions about how pharmaceutical companies set prices.
You're absolutely right. If semaglutide wasn't so expensive, maybe there wouldn't be such a huge demand for these alternatives. And maybe that would ease some of the safety concerns that Novo Nordisk is raising. Makes you wonder if there's a way to tackle that, the high cost of these medications, get to the root of the problem. Maybe if semaglutide wasn't so expensive, there wouldn't be this huge demand for compounded versions.
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head. This situation really exposes the flaws. In a system so reliant on for-profit pharmaceutical companies, the price is so high, it creates a market for these cheaper options, even with the potential risks.
So what can we do about it? Is there any way to, like, encourage companies to make these drugs more affordable while still ensuring they're safe and effective?
It's a tough one. No easy answers. Some people say we need stricter price controls. Others think promoting competition in the industry is the way to go. And then there's the question of government subsidies, expanding insurance coverage for these types of medications.
It seems like this goes beyond just Ozempic and Wegovy. It's about making sure everyone who needs these medications can get them, regardless of their income or insurance.
You're absolutely right. It's a bigger conversation about healthcare reform. How do we build a system that prioritizes patient well-being and affordability?
It's clear that a lot is riding on this. The FDA's decision on compounding semaglutide, it could impact the whole pharmaceutical industry and, more importantly, the lives of so many patients.
No doubt about it. We need to keep a close eye on this. But in the meantime, it's crucial to stay informed, be part of these discussions, and advocate for a healthcare system that puts patients first.
Couldn't agree more. This deep dive has been eye-opening, to say the least. It's amazing how a weight loss drug can lead to such complex questions about access, affordability, the structure of the pharmaceutical industry itself.
It really is fascinating. It reminds us that even the most advanced medical breakthroughs are tied to these economic and social factors. And ultimately, how we address those factors will determine the impact of these advancements.
This case really shows the intricate connections between patients, drug companies, regulators, the whole healthcare system.
Yeah.
It's a powerful example of how individual choices and decisions can have far-reaching consequences.
It encourages us to think critically about the systems we rely on and consider the potential impact of our actions, both individually and collectively.
Well said. Thank you for joining us for this deep dive. We hope this has sparked your curiosity and given you a better understanding of this complex situation with Ozempic, Wegovy, and the pharmaceutical landscape.
It's been a pleasure. And remember, this is still unfolding. We'll continue to follow this story and provide updates as they come.
Until next time, keep questioning, keep exploring, and keep diving deep.